Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report for today. It's Tuesday, the 7th day of March, 2023. Eric the Tech, welcome. I know you're busy over there, but welcome anyway. I'm glad to see you.
Thank you.
Go to HagmanPI.com. That's our new website. Bookmark the website, HagmanPI. That's HagmanPI.com. Do you mind me saying it one more time? HagmanPI.com. Going back to our roots, investigative roots, just so you know, that's where you will find everything we talk about today, the links, the articles, the investigative reports, and we are going to be doing more investigative reports, okay? Going back to the roots, myself, 35 plus years as an investigator. I'm not a speaker journalist kind of guy. I investigate stuff, and that's where you're going to get the stuff, okay? There, from there, you can also join our interactive meetings. You can go anywhere you want from there. And of course, we've got an archive there of previous shows. Just go to HagmanPI.com. And thank you, Eric, for doing that. Today's a good day because we have with us John Moore. It's been a long time. Some self-inflicted stuff on my end because, well, I had to took care of business and I had some things to take care of, and I had to get some things taken care of. So I was gone for 2 weeks, as you know, and that really screwed up the schedule, and then everything just screwed up. So today is Tuesday. Normally Mondays, John Moore comes on, but we had a schedule conflict yesterday, and anyway, here he is. So we got a lot to talk about. John, how are you?
Well, I'm wonderful, Doug. Good to be here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good to have you.
I was going to have on my green screen, but we're not doing video today, an image of Davy Crockett using his musket as a club, because March the 7th, 1836, was the last day of the Battle of the Alamo, when Davy Crockett lost his life to the Mexicans.
Wow.
Yeah, 1836. Regardless, we have many important issues. We continue to be immersed in the worst crime in recorded human history. That would be the consequences of the COVID clot shot. Now, recently, Cliff High, I know Cliff, and he knows me, he put out an audio report, which is the only one that makes sense so far, about why Donald Trump did what he did with Operation Warp Speed. Donald Trump found himself apparently in a very bad position as the president of the United States. He found out what the real plan was, according to Cliff High, and this makes sense to me, and I know some people don't agree with this. What Donald Trump apparently found out was that the real plan was to have a 10-year lockdown, which would have destroyed the United States economy and killed many, many millions of more people than the clot shot can and will kill, unfortunately. So he was in a similar situation in Winston Churchill. Churchill had knowledge of a bombing raid on a major English city. He knew the date. He knew the time. He also knew that if he warned the people, the Germans would figure out that he knew the code, the secret code that they used to communicate the Germans with each other and with the Japanese. So he let the bombing go without warning the people. President Trump, once he found out the real plan, according to Cliff High, came up with a plan to speed up the release of the COVID vaccination to stop the lockdowns, which was planned for 10 years. And it did. Of course, I'm not sure if he knew all the consequences of the vaccine at the time. That's not clear to me. What is clear to me is that it was a tough choice and a tough decision to make. And that's the decision he made, and that's why he made it, was to speed up the release of the vaccine, which, quite frankly, was already made before COVID was ever publicly released, in order to shut down lockdowns. I've heard nothing else that makes any sense regarding why this man, who's normally on top of everything all the time, has a curve on everything all the time, did what he did. So I'm encouraging my listeners, and I'll encourage our listeners to listen to Cliff High's audio report at my website at thelibertyman.com and reached your own conclusion. It's a tough place to be. There's a lot of speculation. Is Donald Trump an insider? Does he want to be an insider? Was he cooperating with these people? I don't know, but this explanation makes sense to me, and Cliff High is not the only one that's come to this conclusion. Have you heard about this yourself, Doug?
You know, I have heard so many theories, and here's what I know. Okay, here's what I know based on my own personal investigative research. SARS-CoV-2, the COVID-19, it was a bioweapon funded by USAID, in addition to other NGOs, including Gates and others, money funneled to the NIH, NIAID. It was created and then released at Wuhan, not leaked, not whoops, but released at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then it was attempted to be the entire process, which was going on really in the dark at universities here in the country and throughout the, actually throughout the world, including in Ukraine at one of the 46 biolabs there. The creation of the mRNA jabs, as well as the bioweapon itself. This was a long in the process for a long time. So having said all of that, look, I don't know how, for example, how you're sitting in the White House. Look, I get the fact that you got a lot of crap hitting you all at once. All right. Don't we all? But couldn't he say, whoa, let me address the American people. Okay, we're going to talk about this. We're going to have a national conversation because this to me is the biggest, and I wrote the call for Wisconsin Christian News. This is the biggest mass genocide in the history of the world. But I want to know, in your scenario, John, who was the architect of, well, we're going to go for 10 years or we're going to go for longer than this. Who were the architect? Text plural, or was the architect of that idea?
No, the architect would be, look at who would benefit. Who would benefit would be the communist Chinese. They want to depopulate the United States. They want to take over the world. They have not done this to their own people, by the way. They have higher incidence of COVID because they lack vitamin D, but they can afford to lose several million people and actually be better for it. So I would look at who would benefit, and the entity I would pick out would be the communist Chinese as the main beneficiaries of a massive die-off in the West.
I agree. Now, they had to have help from this side, correct? I'm talking about Fauci. I'm talking about Collins with the UK. I'm talking about Daszak. I'm talking about other people in Canada, the UK, elsewhere.
Well, they did all their preparation for years in advance, decades in advance, to get all the pieces on the chessboard in place, ready to move when the time came. Nothing was left to chance.
Okay. Well, with the shots, let me jump to the shots because we can discuss the lockdown idea with the shots. Between February of 2021, here's what I know for a fact. This has been confirmed by Ed Dowd and others. So between February 2021 and March of 2022, that's a year. If you include the months, that's a little more than a year. Millennials, the millennial generation, experienced the equivalent of a Vietnam War with more than 60,000 excess deaths. Right. This is according to the funeral directors as well as the Society of Actuaries. You can't fudge those numbers, okay?
Nope,
and more is coming. Yes. I'm angry about this. The Vietnam.
Well, you should be.
You know, you were in the Vietnam War. It took 12 years to get to 60,000 deaths.
Right.
All right.
Exactly. What you're saying is proven by the record. It was the fall of 2021 that the insurance industry went public with all these deaths from all-cause mortality is what they call it, I think. Hitting people between 18 and 60 was the insurance industry. But you're right, the millennials have suffered the equivalent of the entire 12 years of Vietnam fatalities in 1 year. And that continues to this day, as far as I know, doesn't it?
It does. And let me just share this with you and the audience. Okay, so it was the early February. I left for southern Florida. I drove there. I had to get some things taken care of. It's really health related. So anyway, I drove down and I would stop. You have a wife and a couple of dogs with you. You know, you got to stop, right? Different towns, different
right.
places. Okay.
Right.
So every town I stopped at, now I'm not talking about cities, I'm talking about towns. You would walk in, or I would walk into a convenience store or any kind of store, essentially, and even down in Florida. Help wanted signs, help wanted signs, everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Businesses shuttered because no help. Okay, listen to this. Excess mortality in the fourth quarter of 22. Okay. Now we're talking about the working class here.
Right. Well, it's a 40% increase in all-cause mortality.
100%.
It's never happened. This has never happened. It didn't happen during the Spanish flu in 1918. It's never happened in this country. We may go back to the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages to get people dying in those numbers and that larger percentage. But nothing for centuries has this ever happened in the Western world, at least.
No. They have gutted the working class, focused on the millennials and you know, from there, the 18 to 64, they've gutted through the disability. So there's death, and then there's adverse reactions / disabilities, and the disabilities are horrendous, the number. The numbers are 43% fourth quarter of 2022 is 43%, and it's higher in January, February, the numbers already. So, you know, but people, you know, what's wrong with people, John? Where they can't see the obvious. I want to know, what the hell's wrong with these people who are walking around with their, you know. You know what I mean.
Well, we've had that discussion before, but we always have new listeners, so it bears repeating. Well, first of all, we're talking about the millennials. Within that generation, the percentage of millennials who read for pleasure, who actually enjoy reading books, is pretty tiny. I don't know how tiny, but it's tiny because they don't know how to read, not in the way that you and I were taught, most of our listeners. They were taught whole word reading instead of phonics. And I'll use my son-in-law as an example. Great guy, great husband, great provider. He's a top-level salesman nationwide for his company. But anyway, he says, John, if I want to read something, I have to close the door to the room, have no distractions whatsoever, and really, really concentrate to be able to read something seriously. Within my daughter's home and my son-in-law's home, there are no books. I've never seen a book in that home, ever. And that's the millennial generation. If your source of news is only mainstream TV and what you may run across the internet, which may or may not happen, or Facebook, you're going to be quite limited in your ability to know what's really going on and to make decisions based on reality, as opposed to the 15-minute sound bites you're getting on TV are on the internet. You're very limited if you don't read, and that's where we are as a society.
You are 100% correct. I've got I shagged a video. I just sent it to Eric the Tech. I think it's pretty enlightening. It's humorous. It's designed to be humorous, but to me it shows. I think it's about 2 minutes, less than that maybe. Did you happen to get it? Let me know when you can cue that up. Because it shows what's going on with the populace, you know, writ large, I suppose. Okay. But yes, I mean that's the big news. Did you get it? Okay. Watch this, John, and tell me what you think of this. Folks, tell me what you think of this, because we do have to have humor a little bit. Otherwise, we would be looking for a clock tower. Okay, so... Okay, here it is.
Hey, shh, it's okay. It's okay. Take a deep breath. You had a surgery. You've been under anesthesia, but you're okay. We're gonna get you out of here.
What's going on?
Well, you had an event, and we had to operate, but you're gonna be okay.
Why is my rear end killing me?
We had to perform an emergency intracranial rectal removal. And the worst part is, this has been happening a lot. This is the second time you've been in the hospital because your head has been up your ass. I need to ask you something. Are you a Democrat?
Yeah, of course I am.
Okay. That was
in the union about 20 years ago.
Okay. Oh, slow down. We don't want that head to go back up there. All right? This happens a lot with liberals. Your beliefs and the way you vote affects the way your head relates with your butthole. And it'll just go right up there and it'll block reality.
But we gotta be loyal and no matter
what.
Whoa,
shush. It'll happen right as I'm sitting here. It's not pleasant to watch. So I want you to take a look at this. That is the Constitution. Now look at it, read it, and that's gonna affect the way you see the world. Welcome aboard. I'm also going to write you a prescription for a couple of old Ronald Reagan speeches.
There it is. John, what do you think?
Well, the reason it's funny is because there's a certain element of truth to it. If there was not an element of truth to it, it wouldn't be funny.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's true. That's true of much humor. Humor uses the same technique, and thank you for sharing with us. This dilemma is something that conservatives talk about a lot, not necessarily all the time, but a lot, is how do we wake people up to reality, the reality that we know to be true, as opposed to the false narrative that people get caught up in.
But are you done waking people? I mean, are you tired of waking people up?
I had a discussion with a friend of mine who's a political activist, and I said, well, all these decades, and this goes back decades for myself, I have low expectations, so I'm not disappointed when I do this kind of work to wake people up. I don't expect to wake people up, but I try anyway. And when I don't, I'm not so disappointed because I have low expectations, Doug.
Yeah, I guess, you know, look, I suppose educating people is one thing, and getting them saved spiritually is another. But it certainly is tiring.
They have to convince themselves.
Yes,
that's what I found over the decades. And for some people, it's a book. For some people, it's a movie. For some people, it's a speech. We have audio learners, we have visual learners, we have people that learn excellent by reading books, others that could care less about reading a book. So it's going to be different things for different people. There's no magic silver bullet that works on everybody.
That's just
people being people. That's just reality.
Well, and this extends, okay, so... now you're hearing people talk about long COVID, okay, which, hey, look, it could be a thing. I'm sure it is a thing. But and climate change now, as an excuse for excess mortality and, you know, athletes dropping dead and the normalization. It's you know what? That's happened all the time. No, it hasn't. Not with the frequency we've seen it. But they convince themselves it has. Or they attribute it to something. Well, it's climate change because the weather's hotter. And then, you know, it's like, really?
I know.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's pretty sad, but the power of the mainstream media is awesome. It really is. And, you know, thank goodness for Tucker Carlson. I was ready to have, a presentation before my county commission with the former coroner who'd been coroner for 30 years and a medical doctor to inform the county commission who, you know, they run the county of Crawford County, Missouri. I had everything set up, the witnesses ready to go. When Tucker Carlson finally, in December, went public with a fact, and it is a provable fact, that the COVID clot shots are killing all these people. So I no longer felt compelled to do that because finally it became mainstream news as opposed to something people had to really go searching for. But it's still not mainstream enough, is it?
No, it's not, sadly. And you know, it's not enough. Okay. It's the communists have taken over, and the Satanists, I suppose, would be the better way, have taken over all of our media channels. And I'm going to say with very, 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 very few exceptions, that includes Fox News. The rays of hope do come from alternative sources, but how many are, you know, alternative sources are actually going the, you know, are who haven't sold out, the alternative sources who have not sold out, and there are growing numbers that who have. How many of us are making a difference? And I, you know, John, I know you're making a difference. By the way, folks, John Moore, go to his website, thelibertyman.com. It's going to be linked at hagmanpi.com, right in the program description box. Do me a favor, go to hagmanpi.com. Click on today's episode. I believe it's episode 4397. And there, open it up. It is 4397. Open it up, and you'll find a link to John's website. Make sure you peruse his website for the news, articles, and of course his radio show, which is heard Monday through Friday every single morning. And I appreciate the fact that he does a radio show. Okay, John, so since we last spoke, we've had East Palestine, we've had an increase we had a spy balloon shot down. By the way, when I was traveling, you know, I went right through a toxic cloud through East Palestine. Okay. I don't want to, I'm not really.
Really?
It's just, essentially, yes. That's when the stuff was burning and it was raining. And I noticed like particulates in the rain when I passed down through 79, which is about, 17, 20 miles away. And then I get down to the Carolinas, ultimately. Then they're shooting down a friggin' balloon. There's military stuff going on, you know, a spy balloon. All right. Okay.
Right,
so there's
right.
That.
That balloon went right over my house, by the way.
Well, it was probably looking in, you know, catching you in your skivvies. But okay. So what do you make of all the stuff that's gone on since we last spoke?
It's a never ending Twilight Zone episode. It's just, there's no end to it. Things become more and more bizarre. We, the United States, our government has become the laughing stock of the planet. We're sending dressed up in the female admiral's uniform to international conferences by a man who's now been fired, who publicly wears women's clothing and steals women's clothing from airports. We've become the laughing stock of the planet, Doug. And we now have the Federal Aviation Administration talking about making decisions on who's going to keep our people safe flying based on race and sexual identity instead of who's the best.
Yeah.
It's insanity on top of insanity, which will not have a good end, will it?
Sadly, no. No, it's not going to have, no, not at all. And some other things that that we can talk about that I want to get your take on. If you can pull up the homepage, the HagmanPI.com, I'm not sure you can see this, John, it doesn't matter. I'll just tell you the homepage. Okay, there it is. What else is going on? You've got the international health regulations, the IHR amendments, as opposed to the WHO treaty. The IHR amendments are part of the WHO treaty. Those amendments pose a great danger to our national sovereignty. The WHO treaty, that's fact-checked and say it's harmless to our sovereignty. That's the shiny trinket. It's the underlying conditions. Then you've got, of course, below that, you've got Ray Epps. You and I have to talk about Ray Epps. Revolver had a great story about Ray Epps, and damning new details emerge exposing massive web of unindicted operators at the heart of January 6th. And then, of course, right, Tucker Carlson, you mentioned him. He released some video footage yesterday. So there it is. I mean, so we've got a number of things. January 6th, by the way. I'm telling you right now, the January 6th committee, John, you and I know, I believe, was a dog and pony show that was really constructed. The shaman was pictured. It was pictured with
the shaman, Pelosi's. Jacob Chansley.
Yeah, let's talk about him.
Well, of course, Tucker Carlson was provided several thousand hours of video by Mitch McConnell. And the footage involving the shaman, whose real name is Jacob Chansley, shows, and for those who don't know, he's the guy that had the Viking horns and his face painted red, white, and blue, bare-chested. They show him being escorted down the halls, just him and two Capitol Police officers walking as if he's a VIP, being escorted through the halls of the U.S. Congress, United States, and it's the U.S. Capitol. Now, these Capitol Police, they're sworn law officers. They carry a badge and a gun, and their job is to arrest people committing crimes in the U.S. Capitol building. So either Mr. Chansley was not committing a crime, or these two officers were complicit in helping him carry out the crime he was committing. Is there a third choice?
No. And this guy before, I mean, this guy was also known as Yellowstone Wolf, and he's also an actor. He's also known as Jake Angeli in his actor credits.
Okay.
He's depicted on the front steps of the Capitol. The video listeners can see, radio listeners can go to the report on HagmanPI.com with Michael Voss, Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law, the husband of Alexandra Pelosi. It's just, look, this whole thing was a flippin' setup. 40,000 hours. Most of that footage was blank, or not blank, but quiet CCTV footage. And frankly, it showed just a group of provocateurs infiltrated this group and the Capitol Police, as you said, the Capitol Police escorting this horned man through the Capitol, opening doors for him and even answering questions. Nothing like we saw with J6. Go ahead.
Right. Well, Jacob Chansley is now serving a 4-year prison sentence.
I wonder why. Maybe they didn't do a good enough job. I mean, why toss someone on your side, you know, on their side into the
well, it would seem like he would, if we had an honest prosecutor, that he would enter into an agreement for immunity for his testimony that he was actively involved with high level people to do what he did. That's kind of deal I would expect to be cut if we had an honest prosecutor, which I don't believe we did. Did we?
No, not at all. Do you think he's taking one for the team, though? In a sense, he could be taking one for the team.
Well, that's a big chunk of anybody's life, 4 years.
That's true.
It would take a lot of financial compensation to get most people to agree to go along with something like that. Now, there may be some deal cut where he gets out after a year or so, but for the moment, it looks like he'll do the entire four years. That's a chunk of anybody's life. And then, of course, we have this Ray Epps character. Who was he working for? Tucker Carlson provided video footage that Ray Epps lied to Congress, for example. What Tucker Carlson has done is basically destroy the work of the January 6th subcommittee, change the historical record, which will now reflect that these men and women were lying the entire time that they had this committee going, which was what, better part of a year, close to it.
Oh yeah.
It may still be going for all I know. Are they still continuing their work? I don't know. Well, probably not with the new Congress. We have a new Republican majority, so I'm sure they've been shut down. But while they were going, they were encouraging people to lie under oath. They were refusing to show exculpatory evidence, like my Senator Josh Hawley, for example. They edited out all the other people rushing out of the House and only showed him running out. And it turns out he's one of the last guys to run out, and he was only doing what everybody did under the orders of the Capitol Police, which is to evacuate the building.
Yeah. And you know something about what you said. Okay, so the J6 committee is no longer. However, the Department of Justice continues its reign of terror against anyone there, anyone who was there or promoted people to be there, or even apparently thought about it when they were in the shower. Okay, that's Merrick Garland. That's the Department of Justice. We have no justice. We've got a legal system that's been hijacked by a bunch of communist thugs.
In addition, a cooperative effort between the drug cartels and the communist thugs. Now, Dave Hodges, I know you know Dave, was on my show this morning, and we were discussing briefly
the fact that
the cartels have high-level officials in all branches of the Arizona state government, making Carrie Lake's possibility of doing anything to overturn what happened there probably almost impossible. I don't know if they reach all the way up to the Arizona Supreme Court, but at lower levels of the judiciary and they do exert change the outcomes. We have to give credit where credit is due. The opposition, the cartels, in cooperation with the Chinese communists, have been very successful in compromising our entire country, haven't they?
You know, you're exactly right. And I'll say this, okay. If people think for one moment that Carrie Lake is somehow going to be instated as the governor of Arizona, you're out of your mind, okay? You're hooked on hopium, and I can't help you. Now, that doesn't mean that she shouldn't go through the process, which is actually the punishment for us. But in the end, John, there's only one solution, because here's how I see it. I see the infiltration by the communists, the infiltration by the cartels, the infiltration everywhere. You know what? We allowed them to beat us. We allowed this to happen. We watched it. We wanted to play nice instead of playing by their rules. So I'll tell you what's going to have to happen in my view. We're going to have to get out our muskets, you know, and do it ourselves, clean house ourselves. And that's not a threat. That's an observation, because I don't know what else it's going to, Jim Jordan up there, sleeves rolled up, yelling and screaming. Yet I don't see anyone getting perp walked. Okay.
No, I don't either. I don't either. Well, what's the old saying the left used? Think globally, act locally.
Yep.
Over the decades, we conservative Christians, for the most part, not entirely, have allowed the leftist communists, what I call the socialist communist Democrats, Muslims, to take over all these lower level offices, which lead to taking over the higher offices. So they have captured the school boards, the city councils, county level offices, going up to state level offices. They took decades to do this. It didn't just happen overnight. They've been very diligent, very hard working to take over these lower level offices all over the country. Now the power of any party, whether it's Republican or Democrat or otherwise, comes from the local level. Without the local support, they have nothing, do they, Doug?
No, they don't. And I'm seeing right now, and I believe this to be the case, I'm seeing right now where we are watching the mama bears, the parents, and the school boards. Now, that's just one venue, pushback. But you know, here's the other side of that. You've got the FBI under Garland, compromised by directed by the Biden handlers, not by Biden. Biden couldn't direct his own steps, but Biden handlers, which would be Obama's people, at that level anyway. Of course, there's many, many higher levels, but at the old Biden level, instead of going after the people that, we'll say, that destroyed that location in Atlanta, the 25 people, including the attorney from the SPLC, going after the mamas and the dads, and even in some cases the kids who are fighting back on the local level. So if you fight on the local level, expect some blowback. But I'll tell you what, it's our only chance beyond the bullet box, okay, the cartridge box. It's our only chance is local. That's what I see.
Well, I agree with you, Doug. I've been through one more. I don't particularly want to care to go through another one. It's been said with some accuracy, the worst war you can have is a civil war.
Oh.
And it goes on for decades, even the wars. Or my father told me that when he was drafted into the Army in World War II, there were still fights about the Civil War in 1943 in the barracks. These kind of things, they go on for decade after decade after decade. In my neighborhood, we have the stars and bars flying from a number of homes, and they're not there for decoration. they're not.
No, there's a message being sent, isn't there?
There is. And I found out, my great-grandfather, I knew he was in the Civil War, but I didn't find out until recently that he was drafted into the Union Army about 6 months before the war ended. But I think I know where his heart was, because his daughter, my grandmother, who I knew quite well, was married to Robert Lee Blunt. So I think we know where the family, was really, what their political thoughts were.
It blow people's minds that I think if people understood who financed the North in the Civil War, which would be Russia in part, Ottoman, people would like, huh? And who financed the South? Okay, so but you're right, though, to your point about we don't want a civil war. We really don't. But guess what? The left is just pining for one. And they're doing everything they can to separate us along racial lines, along class lines, if that's a thing. I mean, if that's how you want to describe it.
Right.
They're doing everything. And it's not right. It's not right. So.
No, it's not right. It's not right at all. Well, be that as it may, we need to, I want to encourage all our listeners to be active locally. There's efforts in I don't know how many states to have paper ballots counted at the precinct. That's essential. Ideally, as our mutual friend Sam Manders would say, paper ballots with a self-carbonating copy. Donald Trump, in his CPAC speech, suggested that we use, within the confines of the law, that we use the same taxes Democrats have done, within the confines of the law, ballot harvesting and all the rest of it, as long as it's legal in whatever jurisdiction it might be, because we have no choice. We have to do these things, don't you think, Doug?
Absolutely. Look, you know, okay, so it's up to us, because no one is coming to our aid. No one is coming to our aid. And certainly, most assuredly, not the federal government. So to what you said, yes, we must do everything in our power for ourselves, you know, with each other. To that end, I want to show you this. Again, I don't know if you can see it. Maybe you can hear it. On Hagmann PI, is this is one way we can and must fight back. All right, folks, go to HagmannPI.com. In addition to seeing the link to John's website and all of his radio show as well. And I would, folks, listen to his radio show, please. But you remember Harry's Razors, right? Okay. They sponsored us. So they would pay me to do live reads, right? Okay. So suddenly they became woke.
Well, oh, really? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They became woke. And I said, you know, I actually called the representative of the person that assigns these. And I said, no, we're not doing this anymore. Absolutely not. And you can tell them why. And I also told him why. Okay, so that was Harry's Razors. Now, Hershey's, I'm bringing this up for a reason. Hershey's chocolates, they've gone woke. Well, if you could,
I read about that. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So the same guy behind I Hate Harry's, which is Jeremy's Razors, is now behind Jeremy's chocolates.
And, really?
Yeah, and the marketing behind this, John, is I love it. Okay, if you, Eric Tech, if you can bring back up, this is one where we can and must fight back again at Hagmann PI, and take a look at this, because we don't have to play the video, but if you can scroll down on that on that article that I wrote this early this morning. You can see the chocolate that that Jeremy's provides. Okay, all the way down, right, keep going, right there. Just so there's no confusion, and John, you probably can't see this, but there are two bars. One that says she and her, kind of like her, she, but, you know.
Right.
And underneath it, it says nutless. Okay, just so there's no confusion, and then he and him,
right.
Nuts. Okay,
right.
So with
right.
Nuts and nutless. So to me, that's exhibit that illustrates, I guess, is that illustrates how we can fight back, and that's by having saying to Hershey's, up yours, and going with somebody that's not, you know, that doesn't adhere to that philosophy. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it's a shame, because for decades, Hershey's had a reputation for being an excellent company with an excellent reputation that took good care of their employees, paid them well, and so forth. For them to come to that is really disappointing. But once again, the communists have been doing a great job of infiltrating the boards of directors of these corporations to have them become woke, quote-unquote. Of course, what we can do is boycott those companies, can't we?
Yeah, and you know, I want to see every one of these woke companies go broke. I really do. You know, you read it every day, and I'm sure you have too, and I know you've talked about this. The companies up in Portland and Seattle, the Pacific Northwest, where they're getting, and in California, where people walk in, fill up their bags, walk out with impunity, okay, shoplifting.
Right.
And
right.
The prosecutors, you know, the Soros-backed prosecutors don't prosecute. Now people are bitching because these businesses are closing. Well, what did you expect, morons? I mean,
right,
seriously.
Right. Yeah, well, Walmart's pulling out of Portland completely. They've had enough. In the industry, it's called shrinkage. That's what they call shoplifting, shrinkage. And
hey, I was in the pool. Shrinkage. I was in the pool! I'm sorry, Seinfeld reference, but go ahead.
Anyway, a certain percentage of shrinkage is built into every business model. And once it gets very much above what their expectations are, they've determined they can no longer stay in business, make a profit, and they just leave. And that's what there was, I think, 3 Walmarts left in Portland, and they're all gone. They'll think the end of this month when they all shut down permanently, not temporarily, but permanently.
Yeah, and so back to what you said earlier, and I think that people can connect the dots on this. Who suffered the most during the shutdown? It were the small companies, the small businesses. I cannot tell you how many empty buildings I saw, and how many empty buildings there are up here because they couldn't survive this mandated shutdown. And you're telling me that Cliff High, starting with, we're going back to what you started with, saying, look, they wanted to extend this out 10 years. Well, you know what? You're damn right. And who benefits by this? Cui bono. It's the big box stores. And the same thing, too, behind it. Hey, you can go to Walmart, but you can't go to, Dixie's groceries down here, you know, to pick up a can of tomato soup. Okay, so this is a diabolical plan and has been, and I think you're 100% accurate on the at least on the big picture of this, and we have to, you know, John, we have to become ungovernable, because I have a feeling, and I want to ask you about this, I have a feeling that it's going to come back, something's going to come back. You can't they're going to shut down again. In some way, shape, or form, they're gonna shut us down.
Well, there's rumors flying about Marburg being the next biological weapon. Marburg is a disease that was developed in Marburg, Germany, by the way, and it's similar to Ebola in terms of its effects on people. If that's released, it'll be really scary. The good thing about Marburg is it's not easily transmissible. It's not very easily transmissible at all.
Well, they'll fix that. They'll fix that through directed evolution or gain of function. But Fauci, he'll have to come out of retirement. But maybe he can do it in his basement. I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Regardless of how transmissible it really is, it'll make it appear to be far worse. They already did that with the COVID-19. It made it seem to be far worse than it really was. The COVID only killed 0.3% of the people that got it. Everybody else died from some other reason. Treatments themselves.
And you know who didn't die? Dick Levine, his mother didn't die. His mother didn't die because he got her out of the... Yeah, he, Admiral Dick Levine, got her out of the nursing home before they flooded the nursing home with COVID patients. So that's who didn't die. You know who else didn't die? The family of Cuomo, the family of Hochul. They left us to die. That's how much they think of us. But I digress. Go ahead. You can tell. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Well, of course they're going to take care of their own people. That's a given. That's just human nature. Of course they're going to take care of their own people and prevent their loved ones from dying. But you're talking about, we got another Levine, that's Mark Levine, whose mother died from the clot shot, probably. And Mark himself took the clot shot and now regrets it.
We tried to tell you, but no. Would you listen? No, we're a bunch of, you know, conspiracy nuts, right? So, yeah.
What I'm hearing is the people who don't get it. There's no way to define, no easy way to define it. But it has nothing to do with IQ or education or profession. It has more to do with a belief in our Lord Jesus Christ, I believe. I found that to be the more common denominator for those who did not get the clot shot as opposed to any other common denominator.
You know, much has to be said. Much must be said about that. Thank you for bringing that up, because there is a direct relationship between between people who are believers. You know, it's said, and I don't know how, I don't know where this statistic comes from, that only 4% of Americans hold a biblical worldview. I believe that. I mean, I believe it without seeing the stats, but okay. So I guess that's part. I mean, that's a big part of what we're seeing, is the spiritual war that's taking place, and we can't win. But, and by the way, folks, and the FBI listening to this, and everyone else, when I talk about things like muskets and stuff like that, I know we can't win the war through weaponry. It is through the spirit. It's a spiritual warfare. It's through the grace of God. It's through God, through repentance and all of that. So save your cards, letters, and emails for someone who will actually care about that. Okay. John, I don't want to monopolize your time. What have you been focused on? We haven't talked in a long time. So what else have you been focused on?
Well, that's a good question, Doug. Well, a couple of personal thoughts. My webmaster died about 6 or 8 weeks ago. My website was down for a while. No archives are being posted. I've since got a new webmaster, brilliant young man. My wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, is posting my archives on 10 different platforms, all the ones you heard of and a few that are not so well known. So I'm back in the saddle full force, and we will be doing a video soon, probably with Dr. Horowitz first, but my radio show is going to become also a TV show in the not-too-distant future.
Well, it's about time.
It's pretty exciting. Yeah, it's exciting. All the pieces are being put in place to do this professionally with all the necessary equipment, getting all the... There's a lot to it, as I'm sure you know, all the cameras, lights, cables... software, all that is, it's coming together. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll increase my outreach worldwide. I have a worldwide audience already.
Right.
But people love video. And that's why we're going that direction, Doug.
They do. And I'll just say this. First of all, I'm so sorry about your webmaster. Second of all, how's married life treating you? You were a newlywed. You've been married
two months ago today.
You dog you.
Well, she's when I graduated from high school, she was in the fourth grade. So
okay, let me do the math on this. Hang on, folks.
It's eight years.
Eight years.
Yeah, right. She's a real sweetheart, we're both determined to make this work. We went through marriage counseling with two different pastors before we got married, and we got the green light from both pastors, and we're satisfied we made the right decision for the right reason, and I fully intend to spend the rest of my life with her.
Well, you're a lucky guy. She's a lucky woman, I'm sure. And if she's helping you out on the getting your stuff out there, God bless her, man.
Yeah, she's got some excellent IT skills. She was, among other things, in and out of Nashville for 20 years doing jingles and advertisements, both as a performer and as a writer. So she's writing advertisements for me also, and helping put them together with other professionals.
Wow. Wow. Well. Jingle my timbers. Okay. That's pretty cool. So, folks, you can send wedding gifts, belated wedding gifts to John Moore.
No. We're not accepting wedding gifts. We are taking donations for the American Legion. Where I'm the commander, but we're not accepting any wedding gifts.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to know. So, okay. Yeah, you've been, you have been busy, and, wow. Yeah. I know Eric the Tech is like one of the most, he's like a key man. Without him, I'd be talking to myself right now. So I know how that is when like a webmaster or a key person kind of dies. And I'm so sorry about that. But But your radio show, I've been hearing, you know, there's not a week that goes by that somebody doesn't say, hey, did you hear what John Moore, you know, what happened on John Moore's show, or, you know, what was said? So if folks go to thelibertyman.com, that's thelibertyman.com. Make sure you bookmark that page and listen to his broadcast. So I appreciate what you do. And the southern border invasion too, brother. I don't know what we're going to do about that, but we, you know, I have my own ideas.
I don't anticipate much happening as long as Biden is president. I really don't.
No,
any different anyway. It's an invasion, and you know, we have people from not just south of the border, but people from all over the world crossing this border to get into the United States illegally, and it's the national security threat is a clear and present danger. There's no doubt about that. We have Chinese nationals coming across, other people from countries that literally hate us, and it is a clear and present danger. And I don't know what will stop it as long as we have this current administration in there. I really don't know. There's some hope that some of these states might down there on the border, Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. But
let me ask you a question. For example, why? Okay, if I was the governor of a border state, I'd get on the phone to my National Guard and say, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to gather up all your guys. I want you to go down there and line up. Make sure your weapons are armed, cocked, loaded, cleaned, you know, the whole nine yards. And just shoot anybody. If you're feeling charitable, you know, maybe fire a shot into the ground in front of them. But anyway, anyone who tries to cross, stop them. So why aren't the governors doing anything about this?
Well, that's a good question. And what I've seen out of Governor Abbott in Texas is really disappointing, quite frankly. The Texas National Guard and the other resources he has, the Texas Rangers, the Texas State Police, of course they could stop that, but they haven't. And that's really disappointing, Doug.
Yeah. Brother, it is. I feel like I've monopolized most of your time. We've got about 4 minutes left of the show. I'm looking at the news and I'm thinking, my goodness, you know, look, January 6th was a flipping lie from the pits of hell by these communists, including Liz Cheney, Kinzinger, and all these other mopes out there. You've got East Palestine, that's a American Chernobyl. You've got all of this stuff going on. You got the potato head Biden, you know. So you just tell me, I don't know. Leave us with some hope if you can here in the remaining minutes.
Well, the hope is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where the hope is. And I believe our Lord wants us to trust in him on one hand, but to take action on our own. I think a good example, we like to use analogies. I trust in the Lord on one hand, but I keep a properly inflated spare tire in my Lincoln Town Car. I don't expect the Lord to intervene when I have a flat tire. I think the Lord expects me to take care of that myself. So you do what's proper and appropriate for yourself while trusting in our Lord for our salvation and for general protection.
Amen to that. You know, and that's why John is a voice of reason, a reasoned voice out there, one of much respect, and I've got a lot of respect for John, because whereas I've got a kind of a short fuse when it comes to matters of national security and personal preps and other things, he lays it out for you. And what do you have planned? So you're going to video. Any ideas on when that might take place?
I don't want to give a date and be wrong. We're working on it. There's a lot of details and nuances that need to be taken care of. And when it's time, it's time, and I'll certainly announce that. Now, are we going to get back on our regular schedule here,
yes,
Doug?
Yes, we will do that, my friend. Yes, because we need to hear your voice of reason, and yes, we are. I think most of my issues are somewhat over, so... And there may be exceptions here and there, but we're going to get back on a regular schedule. I'm going to have you back. We're going to talk off air because there's still some things that need to be worked out. But
okay. All right. We can do that.
Off air. And I appreciate you. I do. And folks, go to thelibertyman.com. Do it. Do it today. And by the way, listen to today's episode as well as the archives at thelibertyman.com. John, you've been so generous and so kind with your time. I appreciate it. And
you're welcome, Doug. Anytime.
You've been very, very patient with me as well. God bless you, my friend. Have a good day. Folks, that'll do it. Check out Hagman PI for all the show notes, links to today's sources.